This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Oh, boy.
Are you reading what Helen's saying about me?
Yeah, you know, it gets a little bit cold in here, and the winter coat goes straight on. All right. Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Are you ready for an hour of me, and more me?
And
Mary Goulet and Rich Ote and White Wade.
Rich is going to start talking more.
Actually, we should have Kelly Dahl in here as well. Kelly, we got an open seat.
Kelly,
you should totally come in here.
Get in there.
This is because here's what we're going to have some fun here on Reinvention Radio, as we always do on Reinvention Radio. And
I know, take a deep breath.
Man. It's the start of the year.
It's awesome.
It's like a blank slate.
So I have been saying, you know, Happy New Year. Have a great New Year. I go, it's going to be a good one.
Mm.
And I hear other people have that same optimistic feeling. It's going to be a good one.
And why is that? I mean, like, what makes, like, do you ever go, does anyone ever go into a year thinking, like, this year is going to suck? I mean, like, does...
Well, sure. I mean, if you have certain things that you're going through at the time, and you might think, oh, this is a crappy way to start the year.
Yeah.
Some people like that. But I feel like it's constant possibility and awesomeness.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're like, yeah.
And it adds up to a 9. And if you know anything about numerology,
a 9 is endings, isn't it?
Not exactly. I have no idea. My wife talks about it. She's like, you know that house, because we've been house shopping, as you know.
Yes.
And we actually found a house, but it was just like, yeah, let's look at the number. Like, she would not move into a house if it had a, what was it? It was a 13.
Are you in a 6?
If it added up to a 13, she would not move into that house. Like, end of story. Like, wouldn't even look at it. She'd look at the, you know, MLS stuff, whatever, blah, blah, blah. 13, wouldn't even go in.
Okay, so your house is a 9, 10, 11.
So 4191 is the new
15?
Address.
So
5,
so
14, 15. So it's a 6. Evidently, I think 6 is party. I think that's 6 stands for. It's a party house. Which, by the way, and you know it's going to be a party if it's at my house. And there are going to be parties at my house because we actually bought a house that can host parties, which is awesome. And I told you we've got a pool in the backyard, right?
I saw it.
Did I tell you what happened with the pool?
You have to share the story because
crazy. I'll share the story. Rich, do you know what happened with the pool?
Did I tell you that?
No. All right. So here's what happened with the pool. What happened with the pool is I'm a knucklehead. I've never actually owned a house with a pool before. Ever. So this was just like, you know, the kids, we had to figure out a way to get the kids happy, right? And they were like, oh, we want a house with a pool. Because we live in San Diego, and when it's not El Nino, then, like, evidently it is nice enough for people to go out and swim.
Absolutely.
And I've experienced
Especially kids. They don't even need the pool heated.
Well,
maybe.
I do. And
okay.
if I'm swimming with them, I want that pool to be heated. All right, but here's the thing. So I didn't know anything about pools, but I saw that the pool level was a little bit low. And we hadn't yet closed on the house. And I know that water is, you know, kind of expensive in San Diego. They charge you a pretty penny for that. So I figured before we close on the house, I'm going to fill up the pool. So I'm going to fill it up and make sure.
How could you do that before you close the house?
I just went in the backyard and turned on the thing. It's like a little faucet thing.
So that means they have to pay the water bill.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that we get the pool filled to the brim. And evidently you're not supposed to, just FYI, you are not supposed to fill a pool to the brim. I guess it does some things that it's not supposed to do, and it makes things work funny and whatnot. Anyway, so the pool guy comes by and he's like, we're going to have to drain some of the water out of this pool. Okay, fine. So you're going to have to drain water out of the pool, whatever, not a big deal. He proceeds to take the drainage system or whatever, and he taps it into our drain. So not like the main drain for the house, whatever, not the city drain, but the drain for our house.
Your clean out.
Whatever it is. Yeah,
okay.
The clean out, whatever it might be. I'm no contractor.
Gotcha.
I can barely, like, my kid was like, hey, can you hang my calendar? I was like, ooh. I better call. So I went on Thumbtack and I found somebody to hang the calendar. Which, by the way, if you're looking for contractors, Thumbtack is great. By the way, did you know this episode is sponsored to you by the good folks at
Liquor.com.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here's what he did. He started draining the pool.
You are ADD.
I'm totally ADD. My wife's like, yeah, I'm ADD. No, yes, we both are, and we just medicate differently. So we ended up...
I like her way.
Her way is evidently safer than mine. But so here's what he did. So he ended up using our drainage system. He proceeded to start the flow of the water. He's on the first floor of the house, doesn't have any idea what's going on. This is the new house that we just closed on like 3 days ago.
And just put new flooring.
And just put new flooring in upstairs. My little man has asthma, so we had to take out the carpet and put in some of that, you know, laminate wood flooring stuff, whatever. Just finished the new flooring. He's standing downstairs, and all of a sudden he looks up.
Drip.
Sees water dripping down.
Drip.
And then the dripping gets faster. And then faster.
Well,
and
it starts. How long did it take him to go, uh-oh, and run upstairs and turn it off?
Evidently, all the water started backing up through the master bedroom shower. So all the water that he was trying to pump out of the pool was going in our house.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's my first experience as a pool owner. Which, in the scheme of things, actually was not bad, because here's the thing. He was bonded and insured, and most of what was damaged, other than the floor, we ended up having to replace about two-thirds of the new floor just in our room. But that cost us about $600.
Oh,
everything else that has to be replaced, like the drywall and the paint and all that crap, you know, we were probably going to do some of that anyway. So they're writing us a check for about $7,000.
Whoa.
I know. So I'm like, so afterwards.
We're going to get paid.
I know, you're finally going to get paid for being on Reinvention Radio. Kelly's finally going to get paid for being my badass assistant. Yay. So here's the moral of the story. The moral of that story is, if you want to remodel your house, hire my pool guy. That's the moral of the story.
This guy might blow it again.
So. Right? No, man. All right, so what we're going to do today, and this was Kelly's idea, and I vetoed it. So we're going to do something else. And Kelly suggested
isn't he a nice guy?
Kelly suggested that we reinvent that whole what is your what thing, which, you know, I kind of get that, and maybe we could do that. But I'm thinking it's the beginning of the year, and there's a lot going on in our world in 2016, and I think we should talk about reinventing 2016. I definitely want to start. What I want to start with, would you imagine that? What I want to start with is, not the Lamborghini. we covered that in Reinventing Wedded Bliss, so check out that episode. But did you see the Miss Universe thingamajigger? Did you?
The goofa?
Anything? The goofa. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Steve Harvey?
Why?
Yeah.
Why did they not just make them like co Miss Universe, like Miss Univai? How would you like Miss Universi? Miss Univai? How would you pluralize
you
that?
You know what? I don't know how they. Ugh.
They could be co Miss Universe. I don't see anything wrong with that. But here's the thing: is like no matter what Steve Harvey does for the rest of his life, and he is the funniest, most talented dude like
he's a great
ever.
Host.
He's only gonna be known for that.
Just like Robert Goulet will only be known for Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell will only be known for Robert
Goulet. You know what I mean? The both.
I do.
Okay.
And by the way, the Bad Santa episode where we were reinventing Santa.
Yeah.
Santa was the Santa in that movie that Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell are in. So whatever that movie is, Bad Daddy, yeah. Daddy's Home, something like that. Yeah. So they're
Bad Daddy.
Yeah. Santa's Home, Baddies, whatever it is. So they are actually, they were both sitting on his lap.
Oh, that's right. He
so,
said that.
Yeah. That's kind of the funny story of if you're going to be Santa, you never know what might happen. You could end up with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell on your lap. So
I'll
not
just
a bad
take
game.
Mark.
You'll just take Mark. All right. You're right. Not the current Mark, though. I mean, like the old Mark. Like when he was Marky Mark, I could see why you might. Now he just looks like he's been drinking and partying like way too much. But who am I to say? All right. So 2016. What are you thinking is going to be the number one trend that we're going to be looking at by the end of the year? So end of 2016. I know what I think we're going to be talking about, but what do you think people are going to be talking about when this year wraps up? Number one thing.
The election?
Exactly. And what's going to happen in the election? Honestly, what do you think is going to happen? So this is January, so we're going to reinvent 2016. We're making predictions here. What do you think is going to happen in that election? Rich, what do you think?
You mean as in who's going to win?
As in
or?
Who's going to win we know who's going to win the Democrat, whatever. I mean, that's obviously going to be Hillary.
Oh,
but
sorry.
What do you think is going to happen outside? Because now Trump and Sanders or whoever are running as independents. So what do you think is going to happen on the other side of that ticket? What do you think?
I don't know. It depends on who is actually elected.
Do you think Trump is going to win the
primary?
Do you think that he's going to run up against Hillary? I guess that's my question.
I don't think so.
You think it'll be Sanders?
No, Trump. I thought we were questioning Trump.
Right.
I don't think Trump will go the long haul to win the election.
So if it's
he'll
Trump
win New Hampshire.
If it's Trump versus Clinton, you think that Clinton wins all day long?
Oh my God! Don't even say that.
Well, what are the options? I mean, it's like the lesser of two evils. What do you think, Rich?
As sad as it sounds, I think if he decides to win, he runs. Because I think our presidents, we don't elect our presidents based on who we want. We elect them based on who we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we were hope.
It's a pretty sad story.
We were hope. You know, during Ronald Reagan, we needed that little, and think about all the selfies and all the
back.
Crazy stuff.
You want
on.
Reagan like, back. Isn't Reagan dead?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is totally dead, right? All right, so there's he is, right?
Yeah.
I, like now I'm looking at you like I think he actually is dead.
Kelly, all right. This is who you're working with.
I know, but the question of the moment is if Trump wins whatever
the
that primary stuff is, in Rich's mind, he doesn't win, right? That's what you're thinking?
Say it one more time.
If Trump wins and he goes up against Clinton, do you think he beats Clinton?
Yes.
Okay. We're making our predictions.
I like that.
What do you think?
I hope.
You hope Trump wins? Really?
I can't stand Hillary. Sorry.
Ooh, so you'd rather have Trump?
I don't want either, but I...
He's more of a businessman, and she's who she is.
Interesting. All right. Well, that'll be really interesting
to see. I agree.
Yeah. Kelly is even on that. So
yeah.
Trump wins if it's Trump versus Clinton. Interesting. That shows you the state of our country
right
now in terms of where we're at.
That's exactly what I mean.
I mean,
we elect who we are.
So evidently things are so bad right now. You're predicting a phenomenal year in 2016. Evidently the rest of the country is feeling like we are in such a dire, straight kind of place right now.
But I also love his little one-offs, you know, when he says something.
He's got great sound bites. There's no doubt about that. Whether as a president, we'll see. All right, more on Reinvention Radio with our 2016 predictions right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Well, am I on? I'm on. All right, sweet.
You're on.
Yay. All right, awesome. So welcome back to Reinvention Radio here on this beautiful Thursday in San Diego in the middle of El Nino as we reinvent 2016 with our predictions. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And this is a serious question.
Oh, boy.
Do you think... You're already laughing, Kyle? How could you already laugh? I didn't. I mean, you don't know. All right, let me ask you this: with all seriousness, do you think? And this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Don't roll your eyes. How can you? I see that. I see you. Oh, not only do I see you like in front of me, I see you on blab rolling.
I was falling asleep waiting for the question.
All right. Do you think that marijuana will be legalized recreationally in other states other than Washington and Colorado? And if so, which states do you think are going to legalize it? What do you think?
Illinois.
You think it'll be Illinois? Really?
Really?
They're already talking about it, and I believe there's already some, whatever, the pot farms or whatever going up in certain areas not far from me that have been approved, as far as I know.
But that's for medicinal stuff. But they're actually talking about...
Oh, well, sure.
They're actually talking about recreational in Illinois.
Oh, no. Not that I know of.
So, I don't know anything about this. Is it medicinal here in California?
It is medicinal right now in California.
And you think it's going to become recreational?
I believe in... If I'm going to vote on any of the states, I'm going to vote California.
Oregon?
Maybe Oregon, but I'm thinking it's actually a state on the East Coast that might surprise you.
Okay, wait, let me think.
Okay.
Vermont.
Rhode Island.
Close. You guys are in the same ballpark. Close.
New Hampshire.
Almost. Over. Boston is not a state.
Just go like this. Go over there.
Yeah, no, the other state, to the left. Vermont.
I'm looking at you wrong.
I said Vermont.
You did say, no, I didn't mean Vermont. Connecticut. That's
Connecticut.
The one. The other.
Really?
They all look the same to me. It's like that old East Panhandle thingamajigger New England stuff. I'm thinking Connecticut. Yeah, California and Connecticut. That's my vote. So if you're going to vote and you're going to predict marijuana legally, what states? What do you think, Mary?
I still think Oregon.
You still think Oregon? Okay. Rich?
I actually want to cheat and look up because I know.
Oh, he's on Google.
I didn't do it yet. I didn't. I said, I'm telling you the truth. This is transparency. Isn't it hot right now to have transparency and authenticity? No.
No.
I know. It's trending. I think something happened last Friday where the federal government already made some sort of law that they're not going to be messing with the states on this anymore.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and so I think that in and of itself is going to open up a bunch of new states. So I'm kind of noncommittal on this answer. I think California's first for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think D.C. needs some.
Well, Colorado? D.C., right? Colorado's already.
They're recreational.
Yeah, so Colorado's already recreational. Yeah. Jeez. And yeah, D.C., I mean, I can actually see D.C. going. I mean, because realistically, they're in the thick of all this legislation stuff. The feds have to say, as you mentioned, they have to take a stand one way or the other. And if they're taking the stance of, look, it's up to the states, then why wouldn't they just be the first state? That's kind of how I'm seeing it. I don't know. We'll see. By the way, trends? 2016 predictions?
Yeah.
We talked about the Lamborghini in the last episode, right? Very cool car. And someone's calling right now from LA with the trend right now. Let's see who this is. They've got a trend. Hello. So what I'm thinking is the electric car, which first and foremost is going to become mainstay. I mean, we've got to accept the fact that the electric car is going to become mainstay. You're going to have autonomous automobiles where people are getting in cars and they drive themselves. But why do you look scared about that?
I don't know. I just don't know how that could be. But I guess if planes can be programmed to fly.
They're just not look, that's fine to program a plane to fly. Like, once it's already, like, up in the air and, like, balanced and, like, nothing can really happen other than go straight. I just don't think they should program planes to land. That's off.
Those are the toughest parts of the flight.
Or maybe they
take
should
off and landing.
Automate that because of human error. But did you see out of China? China just built, and I'm not even sure if this is going to like mean anything to you, Mary. It'll mean something to you, Rich. But they just built an electric car with 1,000 horsepower.
What?
1,000 horsepower. Because
Jetsons.
It is, because what ends up happening is in these electric cars, there's like nothing in between the gas pedal and making these cars go. So you could literally just build these engines and batteries and whatnot. It's not even an engine, I guess, really, but it's the batteries that are strong enough to power that kind of vehicle. That scares the hell out of me. 1,000 horsepower is 1,000 horsepower in a car. Scary. All right. What do you guys think about drones? What's your take on drones?
I love drones. It's creepy, but I love them. I think they're cool, but it's just kind of weird. Like, there's got to be some sort of devices. Someone should come out with a device that can, like, put a bubble around your own home to, like, block it.
To block the drone.
Like foil.
So, I mean, Amazon is like foil. Actually, here in San Diego, we'll just tent all the houses the way we do for the termites here in California. We'll just tent them all. If you don't want anybody to see you, just tent your house. And it's not that you're being fumigated. It's just you don't want the drones looking in on what you're doing.
Foil.
Do you think is that an invasion of privacy?
I think it's going to get out of hand.
Amazon's talking about delivering packages, right, by drones, like packages that are, 5 pounds and under.
Literally, drone just picks them up and...
And it's all going to be automated. So literally, you place your order, drone's going to grab it out of whatever warehouse, fly it over to your place, like throw it at your front porch.
Have you flown one yet or been around one?
My kids have like a little one. Yeah. I haven't flown like a big one. Have you flown one?
They are badass. Yeah, one of my friends, when I used to work television film, they got the first... kind of like legal, you're allowed to, I don't know,
FAA approved or something.
Kinda, I don't know the exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can program it, exact GPS. Say someone comes and hits you on the side, you drop your controller, it'll just, it'll stay there or come back to where you told it to go.
Oh, it's like a boomerang. So if you lose control of the thing, it just comes back to where you are.
It depends on how you program
it. What if you're running? Like, what if you're, like, trying to, like, run away from your drone?
There's ones now that people are doing workouts, and it's following them while they're doing their workout.
So now we won't
like surfers
have...
surfers and stuff like that.
We won't have home addresses. We'll have home coordinates.
I'm at 34
right? You already
North,
have those.
Right?
Yeah, but you put it on your envelopes. No, I think it's scary. All and right. Also, here it's scary because if that actually takes off, Amazon Prime scares me because you order something online and then all of a sudden,
it's at your
knock,
house.
Knock, knock, knock. Here's your package. I'm like, oh,
well,
that's
and that's what they're going to do.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. They have, and I don't know if you saw this holiday season, they actually have their own trucks too.
I know.
So that's a new thing that I haven't seen. So does that mean with the drones, FedEx and UPS and all those other companies are in trouble? Maybe?
If it's successful, maybe.
There's way too much volume.
Way too much volume. Yeah. I don't know.
Spoken like an expert.
Let me ask you this. And, Mary, I know you're not like a big TV person. I know you're not. But, Rich or Kelly, do you guys still have cable?
Yeah.
I do.
You do still have cable?
Yeah.
Rich, do you still have cable?
Well, it's fiber, but yeah.
It's fiber, but yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. You got the fiber. We fancy transfers. You people
have,
and your
I
cable.
What's the last album you bought?
Right.
Okay, so satellite, fiber, cable.
So the question is, do you think that more people are going to shift to their devices and streaming?
Yes.
And cut the cord altogether?
Yes.
Yeah? Because it's interesting.
I won't.
You won't. So why would you keep the cord? Just out of curiosity, like what holds you onto that? Because I have to believe that more and more people are going to start cutting the cord in 2016 because we're like we're I don't
why
know
are
we're
we
like
spending this much money.
Look, she has a real phone still,
right?
Landline.
I only just now got rid of my landline at home, but the DirecTV that we have, my husband loves horse racing.
Oh,
so we have Horse Racing Channel on there. And NFL Network, and I have an Apple TV in one room. I have a Fire Stick in another room, plus the movies on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it all covered.
Interesting. And my voice is doing funny things now. I don't know. It's like a board thing. All right. So here's my question, though. When you, it's a blab thing. I had to refresh that. We were all just kind of blanking out there. But when you think about streaming and you think about cutting the cord, why wouldn't you do it? Like, what's the fear, right? I mean, we've been conditioned to believe that we have to have the cord, we have to have cable, we have to have all that fun stuff. Why wouldn't you cut the cord? I mean, what are you afraid of happening? I think that's my question more than anything else.
Okay, so for me, I'm trying to figure out which device I need to get to my smart TV that I can still get HGTV, Food Network, because I canceled all my movie channels because I have Netflix.
So you stream through Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want to make sure that I don't sacrifice some of the regular channels in the lower packages.
Do
of
you
cable.
Watch any of those channels?
I watch Chopped all the time.
Is that what is that like?
Me
food?
Too.
But
I
that's
love
but you could but you could stream that, right? That's
like Food Network and Bravo.
That's like Food Network.
Bravo, HGTV, and Food Network. If you can guarantee and Fox National News, if you can guarantee I get those, I'm.
But no, so all those channels, none of those were local sort of NBC, like not even like, I mean, forget about local news and whatever. That wasn't even like ABC, CBS. I mean, that wasn't like any of the, you're talking about purely cable-oriented shows.
Yes.
All of that can be streamed. So why do you keep the cable, right?
Because I haven't figured out which one to stream it through. Do I do a Roku? Do I do a Fire Stick? Do I do...
Get one of each like I did.
Chromecast.
All right, so that is definitely on the prediction list for 2016.
I think people are going to nail that down.
People, because I think there's fear tied to like, oh, I'm going to lose my favorite channel. Ooh, I'm going to lose my shows. I'm going to, you know, God forbid, I shouldn't be able to watch all 36 episodes of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because if I don't have access to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lord only knows what will happen to me, right? I might actually implode, or I might do something productive and contribute to society. So maybe it's there's an idea right there, but that's one of the predictions. And so we got the drones. You know the drones are going to happen. That's absolutely given. But I do also think that we're going to see a lot more people dropping the cord this year. And I think, Mary Goulet, you're going to be one of those.
I will be.
All right. Very good. All right. More predictions here as we reinvent 2016 on Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio here with your host, Steve Ulcher, on another lovely Thursday here with Mary Goulet and Rich Ote, and White Wade is walking around here somewhere, and Kelly Polker. Yeah, we got Kelly in the house, the badass assistant herself.
Unreported landline.
You go. By the way, yes. If you were wondering where the last landline is in the United States, Kelly Polker has it. So if you absolutely need a landline, go to Kelly's house, or her office, actually, I think is where the landline is, and she's got a landline there.
We had a tornado yesterday.
Where?
Ooh, it's awesome.
Right off Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'll find a photo real quick.
There was a tornado. Was awesome. And I was just thinking, they said,
in La Jolla?
They said, go to your basement if you have a basement. I'm like, I have a basement.
Holy mother.
My neighborhood in my basement.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look up.
That's a trend for 2016 right there is
right.
Global warming, because evidently everything's gone to hell. Jesus, there was a tornado in La Jolla. Who even knew? Although I will say I saw the sky get very light at one point, and maybe that's what was going on. So was weird.
Well, didn't you get your tornado?
I got a flood watch thingy.
That's
what was buzzing over by me. It was flood watch. All right, so here's what we're doing. We're reinventing 2016 today.
And killing off some people.
and by the way, for those that have listened and subscribed and rated and reviewed the program, thank you very much for doing so. We totally appreciate it. And hopefully this won't be the only episode you ever listen to, because for full transparency here, we had an awesome guest who fucking bailed on us. I swear to God. You know what? He is dead to me. Rob Greenfield is dead to me.
Mr. Wonderful.
I'm a Jew. I've tore off my shirt. I have thrown it on the ground. He has a piece of fabric. He is dead to me. All right. So speaking of dead, so 2016 trends. Who's going to die? Who's going to die in 2016?
Kirk Douglas has to let go.
Wait, is he still alive? Are we talking about Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas's dad is
Michael Douglas and Kirk Douglas look exactly the same right now. They're both dead. They're both emaciated. I mean, they both look like they could use a sandwich, like with some. And by the way, here's how Kirk Douglas is going to die. He's going to die at an NRA rally trying to prevent Obama from eliminating guns from our houses. That's my prediction.
Way to go.
That's how he's going to die. It's going to be at an NRA rally. He's going to be like, and he's going to die. All right, who do you got, Rich?
Doris Day.
Doris Day?
I thought she already died.
No, live
she's
under
like
a rock,
91
Steve?
Or something like that, I
Doris
thought.
Doris Day?
Who is Doris
she
Day?
She used to play opposite.
You don't remember? My Three Sons?
Yeah. My Three Sons? I have
and
three
Rock
sons.
Hudson?
I don't need to remember anything. Rock Hudson is still alive?
No.
I was going to say, I thought that guy died.
I'm
I was like,
look it up.
I was right like, we're going to predict things. I predict that guy is going to die. Like, hey, that's my vote. All right, so wait. Doris Day is still alive. So is Marilyn,
right,
is Marilyn Monroe still alive?
Oh, my Lord.
She died. Okay, fine. Just want to make sure that I how current I am with my trend. All right, here's I think that Mike Tyson is next. I think Tyson's going to kick it in this year.
You do?
I do, yeah. Because
drugs or what?
I don't know. You tattoo your face at some point, you've just kind of given up on life. That's my take on it. I think you start tattooing your face, you've kind of thrown in the towel. So it's taken a little while here. I think this is the year for Tyson. That's my prediction. I could be wrong, and I've been wrong a lot before, like often. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember the last time I was right about anything. So just a hunch. All right. So
it's tricky because you have to pick the outliers to get the most points at the end of the year. Because like
So, like, if you pick an, if you pick an old person, that doesn't, like, I mean, that guy's going to die anyway. He might already be dead.
What about the Pope?
It's like the Weekend at Bernie's. Like, Kirk Douglas might already
be White.
You're going Betty with Barry. White. I thought you said Betty. Barry White. I was like, is Barry White still alive? I love his music. Talking about Betty White. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that as well. But that's cheap.
Gotcha, gotcha. So you're talking cheap. Like
she's
someone.
Like, she's like 117 or something now, right? Like literally every time Betty White takes a step, like dust kind of like falls out. It's like this trail. It's like if you don't know where you're going and you got to find Betty White, just like follow the trail of dust and you'll be right to her.
How about Roger Moore? Is that fair? He's not quite old. And
all right, so that's 007 guy. Yeah. Yeah? All right, that's a good prediction.
Well, then Sean Connery.
Up there. All right, let me ask you guys this. So Kelly, did you get anybody who's going to die? Did you get a death person?
I said Betty White.
Betty White, that's right. Yeah. See, you see how my attention span is?
Squirrel.
she said that like 38 seconds ago. All right. So, All right. So question of the moment. And actually, we were going to talk about Rob Greenfield, the guy who's dead to me right now. We were going to talk to him about this. Tiny houses, right?
How's that working?
Guy lives in a tiny house. Evidently not so well for Rob because his tiny house is so small that his kitchen is evidently right next to his desk because he spilled water on his computer, and that's why he couldn't join us today. So, all right, whatever.
So he went a step further. He did tiny house and ultra green.
What's ultra green?
Like, he has no cell phone, he has no car, he's good.
Yeah, worst radio guest ever. Like, why did we even book this guy?
Why did we book him if
like, doesn't have a phone. So we want you to join us here on the radio show. Oh, that's, sorry, I can't get there, and I don't have a phone, I can't call you either. So,
no, I did get, he also had problems getting to the Apple store with the flood, so I did get another email from him.
Yeah.
What, on his
bike? Tell the guy some slack.
There's not that much flooding.
Hey, my buddy's got a Lamborghini that goes through flooded waters. We should just like,
that guy's got balls.
Right? I should just call Matt.
He gets the dumbass award of the week,
in
too.
At the Apple store.
Yeah, you know, we should have called Matt. Matt would have got him there without an issue. So tiny houses. What do you think? Here to stay? Is that just a stupid trend?
I think it's a stupid trend.
I think it's a stupid trend. I think it's ridiculous.
I think it's here, too.
No, because have you seen?
There's like a family of
five
and
186. Have you seen some of these tiny houses?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, every time I get into a bigger house, I go, why the hell did I move into a bigger house? There's just more shit to clean.
I know why. Because you wanted a little fucking space from Trish and your kid every now and again.
But that doesn't work either. I look like a dad that ignores my daughter because she knocks on the office door and I should have got an office somewhere else.
Hey, Rufus would have been okay with that. Rufus would have been like, yeah. Rufus would vote, yeah. And by the way, that's Reinventing Wedded Bliss. So take a listen to Rufus and Jenny. If you want parenting tips.
We talked about reinventing parenting bliss.
Yeah, Kelly, we're going to have to change the name of that show. Definitely Reinventing Parenting Bliss or something. Reinventing Parenting.
Not a whole lot of wedded going on there.
Yeah, just reinventing.
Like, that was their whole game, was like, how can we outsmart our kids? And they had so much fun.
Talk about, like, delayed gratification.
Right?
I mean,
is the key, though, right?
Delayed gratification?
No,
I've been doing it all
wrong. Don't focus on each other. And then you don't get annoyed by each other. You just get annoyed by your kids, and then so you stay happy.
Interesting. All right. Well, maybe
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
And what I learned that I love is the wall trick. So from now on, my kids are getting the wall.
Totally.
That's awesome. So that's a trend in 2016. The wall.
Yeah, but my daughters are both taller than I am, so.
So make them hold it up above their head instead of like in front of them.
No, do that. But it's like they already look, Mom.
I wanted to see a picture of them if they were all crossed.
Yeah. I had to stand in the corner on one leg, and nothing could touch the corner.
Whoa. Man. All right.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough love right there. Do you still love your parents, or do you hate them?
She loves them.
I love my parents.
Oh, see,
her
that worked out well.
Awesome.
Her parents are awesome.
And they're the best cooks ever.
But by the way, okay, so the tiny house thing trends. Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Reinventing 2016 here. These people, they spend ungodly sums of money on these little houses, like $200,000 on this house. It's like 400
square feet. No, they're smaller.
Rob's
is only 50 square feet.
Yeah.
50. So
like 100 and some square feet.
All right. Now, I have to admit, I've never actually been in a tiny house. Do you shit like right next to your bed?
Sometimes they do it outside.
Yeah. Some of them have different.
They have to go outside.
So they don't even have a bathroom?
Rob's is all outside. He has a compost with a little toilet thing, and then he puts a bucket in it and puts leaves and stuff on top of it, and then that goes into
Sounds like that is so much work. Like, to me, my compost, my outhouse would just be like the you know, like my dogs do. Just be like that patch of grass. And, like, and that's what I'll do. I'll have, like, you know, if I had a tiny house, I would have, like, a patch of grass next to the tiny house for the dogs. And I'd have a little patch of grass for me, right? And so, like, be like, come on, girls. Come on, girls, let's go out. And we'd both be sitting there, like, in our positions, just like, and we'd be, you know, be looking at each other. Are you done? Are you done? We'd have, like, a little race. It would be like a little game. I can't imagine why anyone would have a bathroom in their tiny house. Does that make any sort of sense? Do people actually have bathrooms in their tiny houses?
I've seen some. Because there is the tiny house show on HGTV.
What's the appeal of this thing? Because most of the tiny houses I've seen are next to another house. Like, they put a tiny house in the backyard of their actual house. So isn't that just sort of like a man cave? Like
so
a
it's like
office
us
thing?
Living in this size room.
This is 150 square feet probably right here. That's insane.
12 by 12.
Yeah, but I tell you, this is just in this country. Go to Japan. Go check out Japan.
I don't want to go to Japan. Like,
this is nothing new. It's new on TV, but this tiny house stuff's been going on for a while. Actually, a really long time.
Well, I could see like it would go on in China and some of those Asian countries and India and whatnot, yeah. Because there's 68 billion people in each of those countries. Where else are you going to put them? Yeah. You know, it's like that's like a sign of royalty. I mean, if you've got a tiny house in like India, you're like a prince or something. I mean, like, right. You are living large. But that's the only thing, though, is, like, most of them have, like, 13 kids. So how do you put, like, can you imagine, like, what is that family? Like, the Duggars?
Yeah.
Right?
Duggars.
Can you imagine that family in a tiny house? I mean,
19 houses.
You'd have 19 houses. Here's what I wonder about those guys. My prediction for 2016 is those kids are going to disassociate themselves from their parents. Like, all 19 of them are going to be like, okay,
how whacked you guys are.
We finally realize that you guys are just fucked out of your minds, and we no longer want to be associated with you. So, remember how Drew Barrymore did that, right? She, like, what do you call it? Like, you divorce your parents
emancipation
or...
Emancipation.
That's an Abraham Lincoln thing.
Brains together, we can find the word.
Emancipation is the word?
I'm almost positive that's it.
Yeah.
Emaciation, that's what it is. You're emaciated, just like Kirk Douglas. You emaciate yourself from your family.
You just made that up.
That sounds more like
you become emancipated.
We already are emancipated. That was what Abraham Lincoln did. We're all emancipated. That was the proclamation thing. All right.
What's
so,
it called when you get snipped?
That's a vasectomy. And I've had that. Yeah, I've had that as well. Matter of fact, I had one in the green room before we came here on Reinvention Radio. All right. That's
next
my
segment.
Next
segment, I want to talk about where do we think online and streaming and all that's going.
Okay. Sounds good. More on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Whoa. All right, we need more
And
volume.
Now, back to Reinvention Radio.
Try the other one.
Here's your host,
That's
Steve
the one.
Olscher.
Well, here's another prediction for 2016. Evidently, we're going to lose Mary as a co-host. Mary's like, yeah, you know, I don't think I'm ever coming back. So that's a prediction for 2016 right there. What are we doing here? Okay, we got Mary back. Everything's echoing because, like, everything. Like
Rich, on.
Rich put them all.
Oh my God.
Let me just throw everything on the board up. See what happens, Mary? You go away from the board and, like, all hell breaks loose here. here on Reinvention Radio. And I'm still echoing, and I have no idea why, but maybe because I'm doing, but whatever.
Something.
So good. I'll just mute, like, me and everybody else.
There we go.
So,
wait,
yeah.
No, that's cool.
All good on that. All right, we're muting everybody. All right, done. All right, so 2016, we're doing our predictions here, along with Mary Goulet and Rich Rote and Steve Ulsher. Where's White Wade? We had White Wade in here at some point, but
I think he's running another show.
And Kelly Polker. All right, fine. Whatever, Wade. We get the point. All right, so we're talking about trends for 2016, reinventing the year. You had an idea there, Rich. I know I've got a couple as well, and you're not going to want to hear mine, but Rich, what was yours?
I think voice search. So, like, voice recognition search for SEO, whoever masters that, because I think Siri and all that stuff, you know, whatever.
Well, they did a movie about that. That was that Her movie thing, right? Where, like, Siri basically ended up dating Joaquin Phoenix or whatever that was. Did you ever see that?
No,
like, for real, that was a movie. I'm not even making that shit up. I can't even make that. I couldn't even come up with that. That's like, that was an actual movie. Kelly, you saw that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Siri's a dumbass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So search and how all that stuff is done.
So they have those things, one from Amazon that you put
Alexa.
It in your room. Yes. Alexa.
Echo. That's what it is. Echo. Yeah.
Echo. But her name is Alexa.
Yeah. Hi, Alexa. My friend has one of those, and I got to tell you, it scared the shit out of me. Like, literally, like, I walked by, and it was like, hi, Steve. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's fun.
I don't know how. It's like got, like, face recognition or something like that. I didn't even introduce myself to Echo or Alexa, whoever she is.
I have a reputation.
My reputation preceded me. They're like, hey, how you doing, Steve? All right. So here's what I'm thinking. Virtual reality. Right?
Right.
And actually, Rich, you were talking about this earlier in terms of the Facebook and the 3D thingamajigger. What was that?
Oh, that was
some
cool.
Sort of Facebook 3D?
It was 3D video.
So what is that?
So, I don't know. Well, you have to capture it different. So let's just say I had a video.
Yes, that's your
here.
Phone.
Yeah, this is a phone, right? But it's not me looking and saying, oh, wow, I can go into my phone. It's 3D. It was somebody else's video. And you can move their video around. But, it's kind of like a camera that has, like, an ant eyes or whatever that takes pictures from all around that can get all that.
I don't know really what that is, but it scares the hell out of me. But what I do know is that Kelly's making more death predictions. How could you? Now you're going back a second segment. Kelly, you're talking about, who is Pat Harrington?
Who's Pat Harrington? Is that a sports guy?
You can't have, like, this is just like somebody you must know, like, in your neighborhood or something. You can't, like, predict. My next-door neighbor, Pat Harrington, he's going to die this year. Okay, you win. How are we supposed to argue with that? Who's Pat Harrington?
He played Snyder on One Day at a Time, and he actually just died about 4 hours ago.
Cheater.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got to keep an eye on
you're
her.
You're a psychic.
Can I show this picture?
All right, so, but, no, like, if we're on the podcast, no one's going to have, like, any clue what in the world is talking about. But
freaking hilarious.
All right, so we broadcast live here on Blab every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, and sometimes, actually, our guests show up, and we don't just ramble on like this for an hour, but we decided to do some predictions for 2016, which is what we're doing. But I do want to talk about virtual reality, but what's your prediction about my dog
in the
picture here?
Okay, wait. Are pets that freaking smart that when
your camera's not even working, so nobody can
right
see
here.
It.
It's right here. Wait, I got to pull back. Okay.
I can't see it.
So that's Steve's wife and younger son, and the dog saw them trying to take a selfie and got her face right in camera range at that second.
Yes.
How smart are dogs?
All right. Well, clearly,
how does that happen?
My dog is definitely smarter than me. There's no doubt about that.
But see, that's my point, is that we're training pets in certain weird osmosis ways to technology.
We're training dogs to do selfies. I mean, that's basically what we're doing. Did you see that? Right?
She
that dog totally photobombed that.
I thought that was hilarious.
Virtual reality. I'm scared. Have you actually put, like, one of those Oculus Rift virtual reality things? Rich, have you seen one of those? Have you put it on?
I haven't done those. I did the little cardboard virtual reality things. You
and
seen
what
those?
Was that? Wasn't that like a thing you look
like
at the stars
finder?
With?
No, I was... It was still weird to me. Like, it wasn't one of the old Cracker Jack.
Did it have, like, one of those spinny things in it? You know, where, like, you just push the button and you go to the next picture.
Yeah.
It's like I never got
stuck in between two of them.
I know. And then you start banging the damn thing to try to shift to the next little circular.
Then you can't get the card out.
Right? It got jammed the whole nine. All right. So virtual reality scares the hell out of me, but I actually embrace it, and I'll tell you why. So there was a Kickstarter campaign, and Mary, you want to plug yours on this? Jason Kelly, this is where you hang up.
Oh, boy.
And listeners, just be forewarned that if you don't like spoilers or whatever it's called, like, by the way, Han Solo dies in Star Wars. But if you don't like, he does, sorry. So if, it's true. So if you don't want to hear this, this is where you push pause or you go to the next segment. But virtual reality. So there was a Kickstarter campaign, and Wade, you could appreciate this, because actually I think you introduced me to the Kickstarter campaign, so thank you for that, by the way. It's a virtual reality thing called the Ejaculator, and I really appreciate that, Wade. That was very sweet of you to do that. And what it is let's just say, yeah, Mary, this is where you want to take your headphones off, but this is, let's just say...
I can still hear you.
Oh, damn it. let's just say, hypothetically, that you put this virtual reality thing on, and hypothetically, evidently, because I only bought six of them, so I don't know for sure yet if that's the case, because they're still in production. But I bought six just in case five break, because it sounds really cool. So you put this virtual reality thing on, and like it kind of plays, you know, the porn stuff or whatever, and you've got a little place to put, not, well, for me it's a big place, but Rich, for you it's in Wade, it's a little place where you put your friend, and your friend kind of hangs out in this place, and basically while the thing is playing, and you're kind of like, ooh, rubby-dubby, and getting the whole nine thing going.
Gosh, they did not.
They did.
The ejaculation proclamation.
The ejaculation proclamation. That is the prediction right there for 2016. So, and yes, Rich, I have to be honest, I bought six because I knew you were going to want one. And Wade, I got yours as well.
So
my prediction is for Christmas, Rich, you're going to get one. And that's my prediction for you as well, Wade.
You might want to check the packaging on that.
Yeah, exactly.
If the
seal is broken.
No returns. No returns.
Yeah, if the seal was broken, you can blame Wade.
Oh my god!
All right, so other predictions for 2016. We don't want Wade driving. Wade, you got to take the mic on this one. So Wade is not going to be driving anymore in 2016, and it's probably a good thing, because evidently when you get behind the wheel, what happens?
Well, I
give him some power.
I did.
Power,
I gave him power,
power, power.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah,
I
give
muted
power,
white
power. What happens when you get behind the wheel?
In a minute and a half, I drive really safe until motorcyclists pull in front of me.
So it's not your fault. It's got nothing to do with your driving.
But knowing that you drive a motorcycle.
I do drive a motorcycle.
Yeah, you might want to let him leave first.
I'll be behind Wade. Wherever Wade is, I will be behind that car. So, no, what happened? Like, literally, you decided that you were done with the motorcyclists. You were going on a campaign.
Right.
And you took them out one at a time.
I got tired of the line splitting. The lane splitting, right?
Oh, is that you clipped somebody?
Go away.
I'm driving home. It's like 11:30 at night. The motorcyclist pulled up to the cross street, didn't trigger the light, and decided to go ahead and go, neglecting that Wade's driving towards you.
It was a red light. The guy went through it.
Correct.
Well, then he deserved to fucking die, and that's just an idiot right there.
He did not die.
But let me make this the lesson, being I've got 30 seconds. What he did is I had my left turn signal on because I'd changed lanes.
He wasn't being a defensive driving.
He presumed I was turning into the left lane and was going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he could drive in front of me.
Yep. All right. So for 2016... Don't
Uber.
By any right use the autonomous cars. Stay out of Wade's way.
And a Kickstarter campaign for Wade for a Google car.
And a Kickstarter campaign for Wade. There we go.
That's a good idea.
All right. Very, very cool. Thanks, you guys, for your predictions here for 2016.
That was
fun. Very interesting to see what happens. And by the way, I'm going back on everything, and Ted Cruz is going to win the election. So that's where I'm at with that. Yeah, that's
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All right. Very cool. Interesting, fun year. 2015 on Reinvention Radio, as we predicted into the new year here in 2016. Thank you, Kelly Polker. Thank you, Rich Ote. Thank you, Mary Goulet. And I am Steve Ulsher with here on the Reinvention Radio. Tune in next time as we do all sorts of fun sort of reinventing here in the new year. And we've got a lot of very interesting guests lined up. So for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast, thank you very much for that. We've been actually climbing the charts pretty good there. So
the reviews are fun.
Really appreciate that. Some really kind words. And if you have any suggestions for guests, 844 MRBOLD1. That's 844 Mr. Bold 1. So you can definitely let us know on that what we should be doing with the show. And we definitely want your feedback as well. And again, I'm just killing time here because
really?
what the hell is going on with the clock? It's like we're actually at a radio station here, and it's like three seconds. This, you know what? This is called bonus time. This, and this is what I never understand
after
about
the show.
This is what I never understand about soccer. Like with soccer, I never understand it because the game keeps going, the clock is over, and it's just like, why are you guys
running.
Still playing? And I think the referees just basically like make it up, and they're just like, you know what? Let's end it now.
That's all the bookies are talking to each other. So how long was this supposed to go? Who was supposed to win this thing?
Yeah, I know.
The other team. Let them score.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I got nothing else. So I think
what does
this
the
is
clock say?
The clock says we should have ended 16 minutes ago. So
mine's counting down says 1 minute left. From
1 minute left.
One minute.
All right.
Oh.
I don't know. So it's here's what Wayne did.
Rich is on it.
Right. So for 2016.
And now we have all kinds of people joining.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. That's great. Yay. Hey, Marcy. Hello, everybody. Welcome on Blab. Thank you
David,
for doing that
Alex,
in our last in our last minute here.
Awesome.
So we do Blabcast live on Blab every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And if you want to see our beautiful smiling faces, or at least Mary's anyway, that would be the right
rounded
place to
eyebrows.
Do it. With her beautiful rounded eyebrows. And, okay, real quick, what was your favorite episode in 2015? Looking back, favorite episode?
Reinventing names.
Kelly liked reinventing names. That was a good one. And specifically, Harry Dickey. That was
awesome.
Classic. All right, Mary, favorite episode of 2015?
Oh, geez. The first one I ever did with you, Decisions.
Reinventing Decisions with Mary Goulet. Nothing self-serving at all about that one. Jesus. All right. Rich, favorite episode of 2015?
I'm not just saying it because it's self-serving. I like the Periscope one.
Of course you did. Jesus.
No. Hey, if you think about it, there was one person that called one of my followers and two more that tried to call, but I didn't see it scroll by asking the phone number.
So I would have got
three phone calls.
You're the only one who actually has made money from Reinvention Radio. That's pretty impressive.
No, you got a sponsor now, right?
We do. Well,
let's
no, we lost. The sponsor actually started listening to the show, so we lost the sponsor. Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. All right, if I'm voting, and by the way, we just have another segment here, evidently, because the clock just keeps on, which is fine. So we're just going to keep, you know, we now own this radio station because evidently they are never, ever, ever taking us off the air. And I had talked about that. Raid, we're going to do all Reinvention Radio. All the time, and that's what Wade evidently approved with the board.
Wait, we got two more minutes.
We got two more
seconds. Okay.
The clock reset.
Oh, man.
I don't think there's any commercials.
No, there's no commercials here. We are commercial free.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like 94.1 here in San Diego on Mondays. No, commercial free.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.